This is the son of PCJ.
This is London. This is London.
The Voice of Russia World Service.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
This is the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland, with a relay transmission via Bonaire in the Netherlands and Antilles, directed from New Zealand.
This is Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia.
Ici Radio Canada. This is Canada.
Bonjour à vous si vous nous rejoignez sur Radio France Internationale. Il est 5h à Paris.
This is Radio Ukraine International.
This is the English program of Radio Deutsche Welle, Germany's international broadcasting service.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette Macquarie and Keith Perron.
Hello, everyone. It's very nice to have you with us once again. Coming up today, Texan, the largest manufacturer of shortwave radios, will be releasing some new models in 2012. A few months ago, they came out with the PL398BT. We will have a review of this radio for you today. A few months ago, broadcaster Rick O'Shea, who spent more than 20 years working in radio in Taiwan, Hong Kong, and China, was on the program to talk about his experiences. Well, his book, Radio Chopsticks, is out, and he'll be joining us for some of the details in the book. We have this and much more, so stay tuned. Media Network Plus, the what's, the who's, the where's of radio. First, here's Paulette with a look at some of the headlines from the world of radio.
On January 10th, Radio Netherlands Worldwide and the three unions representing the employees of RNW signed an agreement for the redundancy package that will apply during the reorganization that will take place this year. The Dutch government has reduced RNW's budget by more than 70%, from 46 million to 14 million euros a year, effective January 1, 2013. RNW will, in future, focus exclusively on providing reliable and independent information to people in countries without a free press. The redundancy package has been designed to maximize the opportunities for employees to find new jobs. We are now organizing a lot of courses and training designed to widen the perspective of employees, says Director General Jan Hoek. We have also taken into account the fact that our workforce includes people of more than 30 nationalities. So part of the plan is aimed at helping with repatriation for those people who want to return to their country of origin. RNW is currently working intensively on transforming itself into a new organization focusing on free speech. The station is finalizing a list of the most important target areas and groups and determining what type of content has the most added value. It is expected that a detailed plan for the new RNW will be ready in the second quarter of 2012, to be followed in the summer by the reorganization. A Danish court has fined a Kurdish satellite TV channel for broadcasting propaganda for the outlawed PKK, or the Kurdistan Workers' Party, but it did not withdraw its license. The Copenhagen District Court ordered two firms linked to Raj TV to pay 5.2 million kroner, that's roughly $893,000 in fines, for supporting terror. The ruling stated that the channel had broadcast PKK propaganda and was financed by the PKK, which has been labeled a terrorist organization by the European Union and the United States. Prosecutors had wanted the court to withdraw the broadcaster's license and had called for a 20 million kroner fine. Shortly after the ruling, defense attorney Bjorn Elmquist told reporters the ruling was erroneous, but said it was good that the channel had not been shut down. He said the case was brought due to political pressure from Turkey and the United States. The trial opened in August. The FM broadcasts of Radio France International in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC, were restored January 9th, more than a week after being suspended by authorities unhappy with RFI's coverage of the post-electoral situation in the DRC, according to reports by the AFP news agency. The head of state, Joseph Kabila, was declared winner of the presidential elections on November 28th. After an election that many observers have denounced because of electoral irregularities. His main opponent, Etienne Tshisekedi, came second and proclaimed himself president-elect. We simply executed the decision of the Supreme Audiovisual Council to suspend RFI for 7 days, said Lambert Mende, the Minister of Communication and Media, to AFP. The minister justified the suspension of Radio France International on New Year's Day, accusing the station of wanting to create a confusing situation that could lead to clashes between Congolese. From July 2009 to October 2010, Kinshasa completely cut RFI, accusing it of demoralizing the army. And finally, ABC Brisbane has finally opened its new headquarters, 5 years after a cancer cluster forced the closure of its studio complex, scattering staff across town. 5 years ago, the ABC was plunged into turmoil after 10 staff had contracted breast cancer. Medical experts found women working at the old ABC studios in Toowong were 6 times more likely to develop breast cancer than women generally, but couldn't explain why. Special thanks to Andy Sennett at the Radio Netherlands Worldwide Media Network blog for the material used here today. For more reports from Andy, check out his blog, http://blogs.rnw.nl/media network. Or you can find a link for them at www.pcjmedia.com.
And by the way, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio, heard around the world on the World Radio Network, Sirius XM in North America, and also on great partner stations everywhere. Now, over the last 2 years, we have seen a lot of cuts happen in the world of international broadcasting. Radio Sweden is long gone off shortwave. Czech Radio, also gone. And others are cutting back on frequencies. It's a little strange that these decisions are being taken because there are more receivers on the market than there ever was. Of course, last year there was the brand new Sanjin ATS-909X that came out that we talked about. But the largest manufacturer of shortwave receivers is a company called Texan. Now, many of their receivers are even sold under the Eaton name in the United States. But Texan also sells the same radios under their own brand. When I say they are the biggest, they are huge. They are humongous. If I can think of another word, it would be that. They are absolutely massive. They have so many products, and they keep coming out with new ones all the time. This year, 2012, Texan will be coming out with a whole lot of new shortwave receivers, many of them. Some of them are new designs, some of them are replacements for other radios that they've already had out. One of them that they've had out for a while is the PL390. It's a nice little radio, has 2 speakers, and it's an excellent radio to travel with because you can put it in a suitcase or even in your hand luggage. It's very, very small. The replacement for this receiver is the PL398BT. Yes, the Texan PL398BT. It looks just like the PL390. Almost the same. Really, it almost looks just identical. So you're saying to yourself, well, if it looks identical, why give it a different number? And what is the BT about? Well, I decided to get one of these receivers from Texan, and I have to say, I am really amazed with it. I am absolutely amazed. First of all, the radio has a temperature, right? It has a thermometer. You can tell what the temperature is if you need to know that, okay? The second thing that I find very useful on it. Now, a lot of radios have a signal meter showing the signal strength. This one shows it in numbers. It shows the signal-to-noise ratio and the audio quality. And it's just by hitting one button and you can switch back and forth on the display or leave it stable. The other nice thing about it, which we're seeing now a lot in many shortwave receivers, including Sanjin, is that you can charge nickel metal hydride batteries inside the radio. You don't have to take the batteries out anymore. You can just leave them in and plug it in and charge it. Now, this radio doesn't come with an adapter. No, there's no adapter at all. So you're saying to yourself, well, wait a minute. How do you charge the batteries? Is it done by solar power? No, there's no solar panel. Is it done by wind power? No, there's no big turbine. It comes with a USB cable, which you can connect to your computer and charge the batteries that way. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, what if I don't have enough ports on my computer? Can I buy a USB adapter and use that by plugging it into the wall and charging it? Yes, you can. You can do that as well. So you have many different choices. So it comes with three nickel metal hydride batteries that you can easily charge with the USB port on your computer. Really lovely option. The next thing that is amazing about this radio is it really incorporates new technology. When I mean new technology, I'm talking about the smartphone devices that are so around us. Things like the iPhone and other smartphones, the iPad, you can use on this radio. And you're saying to yourself, how is that possible, Keith? Well, BT, at the end of PL398BT, what does BT stand for? BT stands for Bluetooth. Yes, this new radio from Texan has the Bluetooth feature, which means if you're traveling, for example, and I'll give you an example right now. Let's say you're going to Indonesia, okay, and you're, let's say, in West Java, somewhere maybe in the countryside. And guess what? Yes, shortwave reception is perfect. There are no tall buildings. There are no high-tension power lines. So picking up broadcast off shortwave is very easy. And let's say you're there for a few days, and then you head to Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, and you're staying in a very beautiful five-star hotel on the, I don't know, maybe 10th or 11th floor, maybe 42nd floor. Who knows? Obviously, the windows don't open. And obviously, because of the surroundings, shortwave reception is going to be, well, bad. That's you can't put it any other way. It's going to be bad. Even if you use a wire antenna that you hang near the windows, it's still going to be bad, right? So if you're in the hotel, it's more than likely you're going to listen to radio probably off your laptop or your iPhone or your iPad. Now, like most smartphone devices, and even the iPad, you can listen to it without headphones, but the speaker, it's really small, right? It's really small and doesn't sound too good. Well, if you have this radio, and maybe the day before you were listening to the BBC World Service or the Voice of America on shortwave, and then you're in your five-star hotel and you want to listen to some music online or even watch a DVD off your laptop, but you don't want to wear headphones, you can use this radio as external speakers, and they sound, considering how big they are, they sound pretty decent. They really sound pretty decent. All you need to do is pair up the device with your Bluetooth laptop or smartphone or iPad, and it's very easy to do. On the back of the receiver, there's a button that says Bluetooth and radio. So if you're on radio, you leave it there. If you want to use Bluetooth, you switch it over. Then you open the settings on your Bluetooth device, search for it, and it will come up as PL398BT. You pair it, and that's all you need to do. That's really all you need to do. It works with a distance of about 2 meters from around the smart device or your laptop. And the other nice thing, actually, which I think is really kind of cool, let's say you've paired it with your iPhone, right? And you leave your iPhone maybe on a desk in the hotel or at home, could be on the table, right? And you're in your working space and you're listening to music and you're writing something or reading something. If you want to change track, if you're listening to something off iTunes, for example, you don't need to do it from your phone. You can do it right from the radio. In the back of the radio, there are three buttons: previous, next, pause, play. And these will control your iTunes. and also on your computer and on your iPad as well. Fascinating feature. And let's say you're watching a DVD, right, on your laptop in a hotel somewhere or at home even, and you're watching it in the kitchen, but you don't want to use headphones. Well, you can just use this radio. It is absolutely fantastic. I am really amazed with it. And I have to be honest about Texan for one moment. About 15 years ago, when I got my first Texan radio, I have to tell you, I wasn't impressed. I found that the quality was really poor and reception was dreadful. But that's my own personal opinion. But I have to say, in all honesty, in the last maybe 10 years, the quality of Texan radios has improved dramatically. Absolutely dramatically. Like when I have right now the radio in my hand and I'm touching it, and it doesn't feel like a flimsy piece of plastic. It is very well built, and for its size, surprisingly, it's rather heavy. It is rather heavy. So, the Texan PL398BT is a perfect radio if you want to buy somebody who travels a lot a gift, or you just want to have a radio that you can bring on vacation somewhere, or if you go camping. Now, there are some other things that you can also do with it as well. Let's say you have an iPod or another type of MP3 player that doesn't have Bluetooth. You can still use it as external speakers, because on the left side of the radio, you have four inputs. One for an external FM shortwave antenna, one for earphones, the third one for charging the batteries, the USB port, and then another one for line in. So if you have your iPad and you're just, you know, connected up, you can also listen to it that way. So it's like I said, it's a multi-purpose, taking modern technology and everything that we do to use today and incorporating it into a shortwave receiver. The receiver comes with two settings that you can adjust depending on your region. If you're in North America, you can set it at 10 kilohertz. If you're in Europe and in other parts of the world, you can set it at 9 kilohertz by pressing one button. That's all you need to do. The clock on it, you can either use the 12-hour clock or the 24-hour clock. Setting the time is also extremely easy. It is extremely easy. You can blindfold yourself and probably do it. It is very easy. There are two alarms on it. You can use it as an alarm that will ring an alarm, or you can set it to program your favorite radio station, or even music, to come on at a certain time. Now, what don't I like about this radio? Because I have been raving about it. There is one thing that I really don't like about it. Only one thing. But it's not really with this radio. It's with other Texan radios as well. And this is something that I really don't like. And I think it's kind of, if I can put it this way, dumb. The radio comes, like I said, with three Texan nickel metal hydride batteries. Sounds great. But they are only 1,000 milliamps each. Which means, after about 3 or 4 days of play, you have to charge the batteries again. Not very good, guys. And I don't understand why you would do that. At least put a minimum 2,000 milliamp batteries inside. But I suppose they put the 1,000 ones because it's probably cheaper. But you can, by the way, replace them with 2,000 or 2,400 milliamp batteries that are also nickel metal hydride and charge them in the receiver as well. So you don't have to use the ones from the Texan. That is really the only thing about this radio that I don't like. Price. Well, depending on which retailer you buy it from, the radio will cost between $60 and $79. There are a lot of retailers in Hong Kong that are selling this, some of them including free shipping. And with the free shipping, it's $69. And they will send you a tracking number, And when I ordered the radio from Hong Kong, it got here 3 days later. And I spoke to somebody in the United States who, when he ordered it from the same retailer that I did, he got it in less than 7 days. So, also, the service is very good. And, like I said, excellent little radio, and I'm very, very surprised about it. Okay, that is our review of the brand new Texan PL398BT. And as I said at the beginning of this, Texan is coming out with some brand new receivers this year, and we will be reviewing each and every one of them. So you'll have to stay tuned and find out. And if you want to know more, by the way, about this radio and see what it looks like, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com, and click on PCJ Radio Reviews, and you will see the latest installment of the Media Network Plus video where we review this radio. You're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio. A few months ago in the program, our special guest was Rick O'Shea, who's from Detroit in the United States. Rick and I worked together at China Radio International. Rick used to do the evening slot, Joy FM, that was heard throughout China every night. Now, Rick, for over 20 years, has worked in radio in Taiwan, Hong Kong, and China. He wrote a new book called Radio Chopsticks, and it's just out, and he's back again to give us a little bit of the inside scoop about this fantastic read.
Actually, I've been writing it for years, bits and pieces of it, but I finally got down to writing the whole thing about a year ago. And it's just my radio. It's my story. It's actually not a radio book, but there's a lot of radio in it. But it's about a Detroit suburban guy going through different phases of life. At one point, I was a painter in the street, and then I got into radio, which was audio painting, and then making the book, which is writing with words, actually. And I wrote a movie screenplay that I'm talking to people about, and that's a part of my book. So basically, I just thought this is a good, it's an interesting read, for sure, because so many people have regular lives. And I think when you have an unusual life, it's worth writing about. And there's a section in there that will really appeal to the Chinese. So that's kind of interesting to see what will happen with that. And it deals with a Taiwan writer.
If we're not going to mention the name because we want people to read the book, but does her first name begin with the letter E?
Yeah, it does. Her English name.
Her English name.
Many of the Chinese don't know. I can tell you who it is. It doesn't matter because the story's going to get out anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So when people read about it, they're quite shocked because they didn't know that she had this relationship that went like a period of 10 years. And in the end, it was a romantic, it's a romantic story. And in the end, she dies. So actually, she's still one of the most widely read Chinese writers, but she only writes in Chinese. She only wrote in Chinese, but mm-hmm. she died 20 years ago.
But she lived also in Spain, right?
She lived in Spain. She spoke Spanish fluently. She lived. She spoke German.
Yeah, her name. German. Her English name is Echo. And
Echo. Yeah.
One of her famous stories called "The Olive Tree" became a hit for a Taiwan singer by the name of Chi Yu.
Of course, there's an album of Chi Yu. Chi Yu wrote. Well, that's very good. You did your research. Chi Yu did an album with another singer, and they sang songs that Sama wrote.
I have the album. I have the
Do
album,
really?
And
so
we'll
do
take
I.
a listen
Amazing.
To it. It is a fantastic album. And
actually,
just recently, Rick, actually, you might find this interesting. In the city of Taichung, there mm-hmm. was an exhibition of Echo's work, including artifacts that she had in her home and everything. And they set up part of the museum, just mm-hmm. like her apartment was in Taipei.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, here... when I mention that name to Taiwanese, they go, mm-hmm. wow, you know her. Of course I do.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, if you tell them that you know the guy that she was with before she died, they'll be amazed that I actually knew her and knew her for many years. And we were talking marriage.
Hmm.
And wow. That's in her words.
And that was broadcaster and now author Rick O'Shea. Talking about his new book, Radio Chopsticks. All right, speaking of radio, what is propagation going to be like over the next 7 days? Here's our own Dan Hensley.
All week long, we'll have an A index of 5. All week long, a KP index of 2. With the exception of January 16th, when we see a KP index of 3. On January 14th and 15th, the 10.7 centimeter flux will be 130. January 16th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 135. January 17th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 140. From January 18th to January 20th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 145. Sunspot groups have decreased this week, and they number only 3. The active sunspot groups are 1391, 93, and 95. Sunspot group 1393, that's 1393, has a beta-gamma magnetic field currently harboring a potential for M-class solar flares. On January 9th, we saw a non-geo-effective event in the form of a coronal mass ejection that had no impact on radio communication on Earth and provided no ionization to Earth's atmosphere. Depend on the 10.7 centimeter flux and the KP index for good propagation this week. Wishing you all the best, DX. Returning it to you, Keith.
All right, thank you very much, Dan Hensley from Shortwave America. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Media Network Plus. If you wish to contact us, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. I also invite you to listen to past editions of the program by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus, all one word. That's www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus, all one word. And while you're at the website, also check out our radio reviews and the video edition of Media Network Plus. To close off the program, we're going to take a listen to Chi Yu, who Ricochet mentioned just a moment ago, with a very popular poem by Echo that was turned into a song. The song is called The Olive Tree. Here's Chi Yu. So, on behalf of Dan Hensley, Paulette McQuarrie, this is Keith Perron saying so long, take care. We'll see you in another 7 days from now. 73s and 88s to the ladies. 草